From the Ravel Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring George Morgan.
Thank you.
If you see me in a tavern with a gone look on my face, put nickels in the jukebox and staring into space, and for my baby, tell her I'm feeling low, down and blue. And when my baby gets there, she'll know just what to do. When a man gets the blues and his head is bowed down, that's the time he's gotta have a woman around. It takes some loving to drive his blues away. 'Cause a man without a woman is only a piece of clay. Give me some music, boy. And his head is bowed down, that's the time he's gotta have a woman around. It takes some loving to drive his blues away. 'Cause a man without a woman is only a piece of clay.
Hi, folks, and thanks a lot. We're mighty happy to have you drop in to visit us at the Grand Ole Opry. And Grant, tell our neighbors who's coming over for tonight's picking, singing, and fun.
Well, lots of their favorites, George. There's Rob Brassfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Grandpa Jones, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir, and for our extra special guest, I invited over a little lady who's become a top name in country music. You folks all know her, Miss Jean Shepherd. Jean will be coming out in just a minute to sing for us, but first I'd like to remind all of you that this is National Circus Week, which leads us right into saying, here comes our favorite clown, Hornwall's favorite son, Rod Brassfield.
If I look sort of poorly and puny tonight, it's because I'm just tired and tuckered out.
You're tired?
Been working hard at my new job. I've got a job with a circus.
You have?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What circus?
The Ringworm and Bayroom Circus.
Well, look, what do you do with the circus?
I take care of all the effluents.
Oh, you mean the elephants?
Yeah, that's what I said, the elephants. I take care of effluents.
Yeah.
I don't like the job because I can't tell one end from the other.
All right.
Got a tail on each end. Two tail ends.
They ain't got a tail on each
end. I know they have. I pulled one end the other day, and the other end squirted water all over.
You're crazy as a loon. You know.
Got a tail on each end.
It ain't got a tail on each end. That one in the front is his trunk.
Trunk?
Yeah.
What's that in behind? His weekend luggage?
No. Look. Let's change the subject. I think we better. I want to know how your girlfriend Susie is.
She's doing fine, Susie. I love that gal, I'll tell you. You know she had a birthday last week, George.
She did.
And the funny thing happened, I bought her a present, see?
You did.
I bought her a pair of these here silk nylon silk stockings.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she was proud of them,
George. I bet she was.
You know what she done?
What?
She let me try them on.
Oh, she didn't do it.
Yeah, she did. I tried them on.
She really let you try them on? How about, hey, Rod, tell me something. How'd they look?
Well, not so good, George. See, my knees and legs are too lumpy, you know. It looks so good, but I love that gal, Susie.
Yeah, I
went over and had a date with her the other evening, and they've got an old bird dog that just don't like me at all. And I went over to see her. And we were sparking, see, when I got ready to go, that old bird dog come out from under the porch, and I went around that house about twice as fast my hip pockets was dipping sand.
He was running.
Oh, he was right after me. We had a nip and tuck. He nipped and I tucked. Finally, he caught me right in the front yard. Boy, I let out a screech, and here comes Susie. She heard all that commotion, and she come running out there and said, "Rod, don't worry about that old dog. He won't bite. He just barks."
Just barks.
Yeah, I said, "Well, he just barked the seat out of my britches." Well, I got on home, George, and I asked Mommy to sew them up, see?
Yeah.
She sewed my britches up, and I went on downtown, and I was talking to Mr. Wartnoggle. That's the storekeeper.
Yeah, I know him.
And he was trying to sell me a new pair of pants, see?
Uh-huh.
I told him, "No, sir, I didn't want no new britches." I said, "Mr. Wartnoggle, these pants have stuck to me through thick and thin, and I ain't going to let them down now."
Good night, Rod.
Say, did you ever notice that certain folks in our audience have their own favorites among the performers?
Well, Grant, I guess that's a natural thing in show business.
Just like it's only natural that so many pipe smokers have a favorite smoking tobacco, Prince Albert. In fact, every minute of every smoking day, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. They know PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And they like the way the rich flavor of this fine tobacco is held and heightened by PA's own special process. So it's easy to see why Prince Albert is America's favorite for cool, comfortable pipe-smoking enjoyment.
Grant is right, folks. And don't forget this, that PA is crimp-cut, too. That's packs neat and firm, so it smokes smooth and long-burning.
So all you pipe and makings men, enjoy America's largest-selling smoking tobacco, Prince Albert. See why PA is called the National Joy Smoke.
Well, no long introduction is needed to this next person headed our way, because everybody knows the fine singing of a young lady who's, well, I guess she's a Grand Ole Opry favorite. Let's give her a big welcome, Miss Jean Shepherd. How about it? Welcome to our show. Listen, if my memory serves me right, you're supposed to do two songs on our show tonight.
Well, I hope so.
Well, will you tell us what number one is?
Okay, this is my latest Capitol record. It's called "He Loved Me Once and He'll Love Me Again."
Bye.
You have stolen, my darling, my letter. I'm writing to tell you how wrong you have been. You may think now he loves you, but you'll find in the end he loved me once and he'll love me again. God joined us together, and he is mine alone. So I'll just keep on waiting till he comes back again. He loved me once, and he'll love me again. Girl who still shares his name.
Shepherd. That was wonderful, Jeannie. And don't go away. Just latch on here, and you and I will join the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers and Don Slamon for an old-fashioned hold-down. Come in here, new children. Tonight, our sacred song takes the shape of a musical picture that we've done for you before and that you've asked us to do again. We're glad you did, too, because we've always felt there was great simplicity and feeling in the words and music of Steal Away. Steal away. Steal away, steal away to Jesus, steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay, yeah. I was passing through Savannah, past a church decayed and dim, when there slowly through the window came a plaintive funeral hymn, and a sympathy awakened, and a wonder quickly grew, till I found myself environed in a little Negro pew. Out in front a young couple sat in sorrow nearly wild. On the altar was a coffin, and in the coffin was a child. Rose a sad old Negro preacher from a little wooden desk, and with a manner kind of awkward and a countenance grotesque, he said, "Now let's don't be weeping for this pretty bit of clay, 'cause the little old boy who lived there, he done gone and runned away. Oh, he was doing very finely, and he appreciates your love, but it's sure enough daddy need him in the big house up above. Now he didn't give you that there baby, not by 100,000 miles. Now sir, he just think you need a little bit of sunshine, and so he loan him to you for a while. And he let you keep and love that baby till your hearts was bigger grown. And these silver tears you shedding, why, they just interest on the loan. So my poor dejected mourners, let your hearts with Jesus rest. And don't you be going around criticizing the one that knows the best, 'cause he give us so many comforts, you see he got the right to take away. To the Lord be praise and glory, now and ever let us pray. My Lord calls me,
He calls me by the thunder. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, who's the best teacher you ever had, George?
The best teacher I've ever had? Well, I'd say it was experience, Grant.
Well, experience has certainly taught a lot of Macon's men how easy Prince Albert rolls and how mild and tasty it smokes. You see, Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of mellow ripe tobacco.
You are so right, Grantland. And besides, PA is crimp cut to roll neat and easy. You see, it won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So, friends, enjoy a wonderful smoking experience. Roll your next Macon cigarette with PA in an OCB paper. See why Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, Mormon say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Yes, sir, it's piano playing at the Grand Ole Opry, and that means a swell tune from the Down Yonder girl, Miss Del Wood. Thank you so much, Del. Well, sir, we told you a few minutes back that this was National Circus Week, and that led us to our favorite clown, Rod Brasfield. But this is also a special month. The month of June is American Freshwater Pearl Month. And by golly, here's our favorite American pearl, Cousin Minnie Pearl. Let's bring her out here.
Make.
You got a complaint to make.
I certainly have. I've got a complaint to make.
What is it, men?
Well, there's a feller backstage there that's kissing every girl back there.
Kissing every girl
yes,
back there?
Is.
Did he kiss you?
No, that's what I'm complaining about.
Oh, good.
Now, I tell you what he said to me. He said, how old are you anyway? I said, well, I stopped counting my age when I was 21. He said, yeah, but your face didn't. Well, you see what I... I said, well, I've been told I have the face of a 16-year-old girl. He said, well, you better give it back to her. You're getting it so beat up, she won't have it back. Well, I said, though, I see the school children all getting out and the young'uns running everywhere. Every time I see school children, I think about how we have tried our best to get that boy, that brother of ours, to stay in school. I'd like him to graduate from something. He ain't never graduated at all. I said to him the last time we tried to make him go to school, I said, why don't you be like the other children and scrub your ears and neck? He said, I'll scrub my ears, but who am I going to neck with?
It was a
Well, there ain't no flies on brother. Not since we got DDT. You know, my uncle named Bob, he come by the house last night and he's got him a new horse he's done bought. And he said that old horse won't eat, won't drink, and won't sleep since he got him. He said if he proves to be a good worker, he'll sure have himself a bargain. Now, I'll tell you. But something happened out at Uncle Nabob's yesterday that was so sad. There's one of them fast-driving city fellers come by and just killed one of Uncle Nabob's best hens. And the fella went up to Uncle Nabob and said, I'm awful sorry I killed your hen. How much do I owe you? Uncle Nabob said, well, now, that'll be $1 for the hen. But he said, you better give me $2, because I got old Rooster up there at the house that's awful fond of that hen, and the shock may kill him, too. Bye now, see you next
week. That's our gal, Minnie Pearl. Thank you so much, Minnie. And now, a big thank you in advance to our guest, Jeannie Shepherd, for another fine song. Jeannie, I like the number one song, and all the folks did so much, we'd like to hear number two song right now.
Okay, let's flip the record over and do the other side.
What is it, honey?
You're Calling Me Sweetheart again.
Oh, I like that. Let's hear it.
There's nothing so precious as something you've lost and found it somehow in the end. I lost you, my darling, but now you've come back. You're calling me sweetheart again. It's wonderful, heavenly, back in your arms. So heartsick and lonesome I've been. No matter what happened or who's had your love, you're calling me sweetheart again. Treasure I could not replace, so nobody's sweetheart I've been. My poor heart was dead, but it's living tonight. You're calling me sweetheart again. I love you more dearly than ever before. Your kiss is where heaven began. Your heart and there's happiness here. You're calling me sweetheart again.
Thank you. Well, sir, from young and pretty Jean Shepherd, we turn to an old and bewhiskered friend of ours and yours. He's down from the hills to sing and plunk for us all, Grandpa Jones. Paul?
I've traveled over this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the two coastlines, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland east to Portland west and back along the line. I'm a-going now to the place that fits that old hometown of mine. Eight more miles in Louisville will come in Tennessee. Eight more miles on this old road, my never more pizza. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. Eight more miles from Louisville, hometown of my heart. Clear, yeah. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart and hand. Oh, eight more miles in Louisville, we'll come in. Eight more miles on the gold road, and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. Eight more miles from Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Folks, with more cars than ever out on the nation's highways, it's more important than ever to drive carefully. It's a terrible but true fact that more children are killed in traffic accidents each year than from any other cause. So don't be a show-off behind the wheel. Drive sensibly. Careless driving is kid stuff.
Thank you, Grant. That's mighty good advice. We've got a new song that you folks tell us you like, and it's one we'd like to do for you now. It's called Take a Look at Yourself.
Here's a mirror, so take a look at yourself. How would you like to see someone who throw their life away for fun, who'd put their love aside on a shelf? Here's a mirror, so take a look at yourself. Take a look at the one who could never be true. No matter what I'd say or do, maybe someday you'll come to yourself. Here's a mirror, so take a look at yourself. Come here and I'll show you what ruins a man's life, causes him heartache and trouble and strife. Who'll take all he owns, from his money to hell? Here's a mirror, so take a look at yourself. Take a look at the one who could never be true. No matter what I'd say or do, maybe someday you'll come to yourself. Here's a mirror, so take a look at yourself.
Well, sir, we've had just the finest kind of time visiting with you folks tonight, and we hope you enjoyed your stay at the Grand Ole Opry well enough to be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Jim Reeves, and he's bringing along Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Till then, this is George Morgan saying thanks for everything. Save a spot in your heart for us, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
It's here. It's all new. It's the wonderfully different, all new Cavalier cigarette with the new blend. It's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste. That's right. That's the special wonderful fact you'll notice when you light up a new Cavalier. It tastes just great. It's a really great smoke. You win plenty with Cavalier's new blend. Plenty of natural rich taste, lots of fine fresh flavor that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of top crop tobaccos. Yes, the flavor's all there. Lots of rich, smooth, natural tasting flavor. You enjoy fine taste, puff after puff, and smoke after smoke. Today's the day to discover the fresh, wonderful taste experience of all new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, too. A bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold. Win with new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste. This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service. WSM Nashville.